This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
I've suggested that this year might be the year of the third party. To understand the impact of third party candidates, let's review their history and talk about how they've affected presidential elections. When John Quincy Adams ran against Andrew Jackson in 1824, America was still a multi-party system. The reform candidate William Crawford and the Southern Democrat Henry Clay cost Jackson electoral votes in key states. Once in American history, a third party won the White House. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln led a new party, known as the Republican Party, to victory over three other candidates. He won with less than 40% of the vote simply because the two-party system fell apart. Quickly, this new third party became one of the two dominant parties. Three elections in the last half century once again have showed how a third-party candidate can change an election. In a close election in 1868, Richard Nixon was able to defeat Hubert Humphrey with help from American independent George Wallace, who took 46 electoral votes. In 1992, Ross Perot received nearly 19% of the popular vote. Many believe he may have cost George Bush the election. A change of about 300,000 votes in 10 states would have handed Bush a second term. In 2000, Ralph Nader received more than 97,000 votes in Florida. Al Gore lost to George W. Bush in the state by 537 votes. Most pollsters are convinced that Ralph Nader's presence on the ballot affected the 2000 presidential election. What will happen in the 2024 presidential election? It is difficult to assess, but the third-party candidates who have announced may have a significant impact. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.